The Witch Fork is a tangent potentiality created by the Witchfinder through the continuum intervention of the Time Lost. The Time Lost encounter a troglodyte, and the crew finds a way to prevent his sister from being guillotined. The Time Lost arrive 15 minutes before the 16 Benedictine nuns were guillotined to see if they prevented it. The Time Lost arrive 15 minutes before the 16 Benedictine nuns were guillotined to see if they prevented it. Solemnly trailing off to a lifeless whisper, the captain of the Time Lost reflects on the atrocities of the Reign of Terror. Riders in the horse-drawn cart vacillate between fanning hysterically and making an effort to appear dignified. The wheels of the cart over the cobblestone drawn out any conversation from the anxious woman. A grizzled-looking bumpkin shouts, "Off with her head!" 6 feet from the Time Lost. A hearty smile reveals missing teeth, his right hand wrapped in dirty rags held to his mouth, amplify his jeers. In his left hand, a pike with a severed head.
"Off with her head!"
he says again, with the aplomb of a shameless huckster. Having seen aristocrat after aristocrat, royal upon royal, beheaded by the so-called humane invention, the crowd is impatient and not easily impressed, indifferent to dread of the current prisoners on their way to the guillotine.
"Off with her head!"
A loud cry from the crowd, drunk with bloodlust. Drummers are seen waiting to play a drum roll before each head is chopped off. The weighted blade is drawn up, dripping with blood from previous executions. The guillotine has been executing prisoners for hours. The cart bringing the daily prisoners is slow and somber.
Off with her head!
Bloodthirsty calls demand. Colorful dresses rabble, a cacophony of raucous voices, juxtaposed with the gravity of the situation, underscore the callous ennui of the vulgar crowd. The roaring bustle, a devouring force that has swallowed people of all walks of life during the Reign of Terror. The Time Lost navigate the crowd, hoping the next execution will be averted by their intervention. Despite the morbid spectacle, a festive ambiance is present. In another cart, fancily dressed women in provocative outfits, festooned with colorful bow ties, French maid outfits, are brought to the scaffold. The cart rounds the corner. The scaffold appear. The cart passes a crowd of angry peasants who heckle, jeer, and chant angry epithets, some kicking the ground and throwing fruit. As soon as the cart passes, a young grade school-aged boy is seen smiling and kicking his heels together, like a jester, and younger kids are seen holding their mouths, giggling. Kids run and skip smiling, like bored visitors at a state fair, waiting in line to be entertained. Babies are either sleeping or crying for attention. The parents want to be part of the event, showing their kids, pointing, some covering their eyes of the very young. Nearby rabble shout,
"Off with her head!"
A procession of prisoners are carted across the courtyard of scoffing onlookers. The Time Lost are crestfallen. The crest is taking 16 cabaret dancers to be beheaded. Not the Carmelite nuns or Benedictine. Not the Carmelite nuns or Benedictine, but the same exact number. 16 martyrs of Compiègne are saved, but 16 others take their place. A new problem the Time Lost are faced with when trying to save lives in the continuum of potentialities. Preventing the beheadings of 16 women of the convent, their intervention enables the beheadings of 16 women from the dance troupe. They have not found the witch fork. The moment and form of intervention must be elsewhere. The Time Lost realize their victory is pyrrhic. The executioner standing by the guillotine pulls the weighted blade up. When the drum roll stops, the blade falls. Thunk! A woman's head is cut off. Relocated to a basket, The assistant dumps the woman's headless body from the bascule. Quickly, the next woman in line is locked into the lunette, and the blade falls again, chopping off her head, just like the martyrs of Compiègne. But this time, a different 60 women are guillotined. The moral quandary the time lost now face, is it sufficient that the nuns were saved to allow the dancers to be beheaded? Decran has given them sufficient ethical studies to trust their judgment. It is left to the captain and first mate. Verena is not pleased with this potentiality. A third assistant steps up to the basket to pull out the most recent head, a young woman with a bouffon, which he holds up and displays for a few seconds in three directions for the assembled crowd. The clothes which were the sacred relics of the Benedictine, grabbed hastily to preserve them, in the previous potentiality, are those, now, of the dancers. The women line up, with a fourth assistant directing them, opening the cart and guiding them down to the steps of the cart exit, to the scaffold stairs. The women begin approaching the guillotine, one at a time, with a line of three standing behind the bascule, after each woman is executed. The factory-like speed of the enormity makes one of the time loss think of a possible remedy, somehow preventing the guillotine from being invented. But before Jeon announces it, someone grabs his arm. It is Gedmar. Jeon turns away and walks closer to the site of their intervention, where the 16 dancers are being beheaded, one at a time. The assistant executioner displays a freshly severed head. The eyes are still moving, and the mouth still moving, as it is displayed. The crowd is seen as a man is holding it up, for each side he displays it to. Finally, he reaches back to toss the head onto a cart of heads on the right side of the scaffold. The head tossed into the cart bounces in the basket. The crowd is heard to roar louder, sounding delighted and jeering. Callous spectators undeterred by the morbid aspects of the gruesome entertainment event. Guillotine, beheadings were considered during the terror. From above the cart, all the heads surrounding the freshly severed ones are seen to visibly blink as the newly added head motions its mouth. Chanting picks up to a crescendo.
Off with your head!
A loud thunk is heard, and a splashing of blood enters from the left. The head in the cart blinks as blood splashes on its face, and the mouth frowns. The fresh blood drips around the forehead, over an eye, as the eye winces, looking up, annoyed. Cheers from each side of the crowd are heard, and then the eyes look alarmed, and flinching as though bracing for impact, face squinching up, as another head is tossed into the cart and knocks the first head away like a billiard ball. The newest head is black-haired, straight in a bouffant, and looks pouty, petulant, and feeling hurt, angry. The head seems to slowly fall to one side. Then all of the heads seem to jostle. After a hoarse command, a whip sounds. The cart begins to move. Not moments after they are out of earshot, Gedmar picks up the chance of
Off with her head!
Brandishing the head on his pike. The headless bodies in the cart jostle. The cart circles a mass grave, still being dug, and parks. Assistants open the rear door and begin dragging out bodies, like heavy furniture, and tossing them into the pit. Five bodies follow a curved trajectory, with some parts swinging, seeming lifelessly tossed, over the edge of the grave. The bodies in the mass grave are nude. A third assistant is shown removing the clothes and putting them in another chest, apparently callously scavenging the clothes of the executed, more interested in their finery. Inside the rear of the cart of severed heads, jostling, moving, some eyes shut, one still moving. At the back of a wax museum, a paper is handed to the cart driver. and two assistants exit the museum steps with baskets and bags. The assistants put heads in bags and baskets, appearing like a marketplace with customers handling fruit to purchase, setting the tone that this is a clinical, ordinary task that, though chilling and horrifying to the viewer, is partaken of in an emotionless, perfunctory way, expressing how the event has been performed so frequently for these people that it is ordinary. The basket is held by the gloved hands of a museum assistant, indicating the delivery of the severed head shipment. The massive museum has stained polished hardwood floors, walls, stair rails, shiny, waxed, dark burnt sienna. There are vases and suits of armor.